Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hillary Clinton told a crowd of supporters she wants the FBI to look at her emails. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
I made a mistake. I'm not making any excuses.
And campaigning in Ohio, Hillary Clinton urged the FBI to look through the emails that recently prompted the reopening of the investigation into her handling of classified information when she was Secretary of State.
Go ahead. Look at them. And I know they will reach the same conclusion they reached when they looked at my emails last year, right?
Her Republican rival, Donald Trump, sees it very differently.
We can be sure that what is in those emails is absolutely devastating, and I think we're going to find out.
Trump speaks there in Michigan. I'm Chris Barnes.
Opening statements underway today in Cincinnati in the Ray Tensing murder trial. Earlier, jurors visited the scene of the shooting where the former University of Cincinnati police officer shot and killed Sam DuBose during a traffic stop. The jury was bused to the site shortly after being sworn in this morning to hear the very racially charged case. USA Radio News.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A suspected drunk driver in California was shot and killed by police. Here's the story.
Investigators say Torrance PD got a call yesterday afternoon about a possible drunk driver down Sepulveda Boulevard driving the wrong way. Officers pulled off a pit maneuver at Cabrillo Avenue. After sitting in her car for a while, cell phone video shows the woman putting her car in gear and slamming into a patrol car. Several officers then opened fire, shattering her car windows. The woman was hit and rushed to the hospital, where she later died. Jason Campidonia, NBC News Radio, Los Angeles.
A trial is getting underway for a former NSA contractor suspected of stealing information like Edward Snowden. Here's Chris Barnes.
Michael Vesely is a Homeland Security analyst at the University of Maryland, and he says he's very surprised it took so long to figure out what Martin's accused of doing.
When you start being compromised from the inside of your organization, especially an organization dedicated to intelligence building, trust, and secrecy, that undermines the entire credibility of the operation.
Meanwhile, in addition to being accused of taking a large amount of classified materials home with him, Martin has also been linked by the New York Times to unpaid taxes, DUI, and impersonating a police officer.
The impersonating the police officer is especially troubling. That seems to signal that an individual likes to wield authority.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Transit workers in Philadelphia on strike after talks broke down. Negotiators for the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority and Transport Workers Union were said to be miles apart. USA Radio News.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Good afternoon. It's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. We're going to get started here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about, it's the first of the month. We're going to talk about what happened in Hunterdon County and Somerset County in the month of October and what we're looking forward to in the month of December. November at this point in time, on out to December. But before we do, as usual, we're going to play a couple of our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
So it's Joe Peters once again with Real Estate Matters. They've asked me to give you a little bit of the weather, play two more commercials, and we're going to get started. Right now, it is 59 degrees outside. It's not a bad day. Feels like fall. You look one way, it's cloudy. You look the other way, it's sunny. But, you know, it's a typical, for November 1st, it's probably a gift. I mean, it's usually colder than that by now. For the rest of the week, we're looking at the 2nd to be 72 degrees, the 3rd to be 75, and then get down over the weekend into the mid-50s again. So it's going to be seasonable, not cold. We're not even going to get into any freezing in the next week, according to my Samsung weather application that I'm looking at. Let me play a few more commercials, and we'll get into what's happening in Hunterdon County.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, if that last commercial sounded a lot like me, there was good reason. Just thought I'd play it so I don't explain who I am. My name is Joe Peters. I work with Weichert. I'm explaining who I am anyway. I've been doing this for the last 20 years. I've been with Weichert about 13 at this point in time. I do real estate across both Hunterdon and Somerset County, so I'm on both chambers of commerce. I'm actually in a Warren Township Chamber of Commerce as well, and I'm heavily involved in both. I've gone through the Leadership Hunterdon program last year, and this year in 2017, I'll be going through the Leadership Somerset program. So getting very heavily involved, understanding what's going on in the counties. Let me tell you what's going on with real estate on a national level, and then we'll get down to some details as to what's happening right here in our backyard. I mean, housing remains, the market remains a bright spot. It's primarily because interest is being kept low. It's being bought down because it's working. We've got probably a little better than half of our market right now are first-time buyers. And first-time buyers, and then they create a trade-up because the person who sells them their house probably moves up a step. That is our spot. I mean, under 400, we do not have enough inventory. We are maintaining a very nice equilibrium going forward into the month of November, and we haven't seen much of a pullback except that people have stopped listing. They just don't list the houses. So we've got an acute shortage of houses under 400. If a clean house comes on over 400, we're probably getting multiple offers within days of it hitting the market. You get above 4, it's a different market. The 4 to 5 is still very active. The 5 to 6 is somewhat active. You get above 6, I think we sold 8 houses in all of Hunterdon County out of the actual, I'm just looking at how many we sold in total. We sold a total of 162, 8 of them were over 6. So that's a soft market. And what's happening there? There's a couple of things at the same time happening. One is that we're not having the large families that we used to have. People are having 1 to 1.5 kids, somewhere in there. There's not a lot of people with 2 or more kids is what they're saying, 2 more children. It's become too expensive. It's too easy not to do, whether you like that or don't like it. It's a fact. And thirdly, as a result of all of that, that we don't need those big Center Hall Colonials. We don't need the $600,000 and $700,000 houses that people used to come out here and buy. I did. I bought 2 of them, one about 4 years after another. So we're seeing some downward compression, too, in pricing, because if you put on a house in the fives, and I call that the natural fives, that's where it should be priced, you're going to meet some people that were in the sixes and sevens a year ago that now have marked their house down to sell, and it's tough competition because they got a better house than you do. And it becomes a very difficult market because there are people who either got transferred, divorced, financial situation, have to sell, and they're going to be more ruthless than you in cutting their price, and they're going to be the first one sold. So we're seeing a lot of downward compression in the market. We're not seeing a lot of demand, and we're seeing a lot of houses that are for sale that we're having difficulty selling when you get above 6. Last month in Hunterdon County, we sold 8 above 600,000. And if I was to break it down by price point, we sold 4 in the 700s. We sold 2 in the 800s. We sold another 4, so I guess we sold more than 8. We sold 4 in the 900s, which is a surprise. That's usually a dead area, but those were probably $1.25 million last year. And we sold 1 over $1 million. So if you take a look and divide the one house that we've got into the 85 that we have on the market, if we just sold 1 a month at last month's rate, it'd take 85 months to sell the houses we have on the market. And at the same time, 13 new ones came on. In the 900s, we sold 4. It was an abnormal number. We only have 7 on the market. I'm sorry, we have 32 on the market, but we had 7 new listings last month. We sold 4, so we didn't even keep up with the new listings, even though it was a good month. But you get down into... You get down to the fours, you get into the 2 to 3, that's typically where a first-time buyer is. We're sitting with 3 months' supply. 3 months' supply is astronomical. That means It's selling almost as quick as it's coming on. 3 to 4, we're sitting at a 5-month supply. 4 to 5, we're sitting at a 5-month supply. Get into the fives, it gets into like up to the 5.25. You're still sitting at a 5-month supply, and it gets quickly there into the 6 and 7 months. Above 6, we've got an 11-month supply. Almost, I'm saying in the 600s above 6, almost 1 year supply of houses. We have 76 houses. 101 houses in the 600s, and we sold 9 last month. That's roughly an 11-month supply. In the 7s, we've got 76 houses for sale, and we sold 4 last month. That's a 19-month supply. So the picture I'm painting is the market's changing. If you're selling in the 4s and under the 4s, into the 4s, in the really low 5s, 5.25 and down, still very active. You get above that, the further up you go, the less active it is, the less demand there is, the more competition we're seeing from people moving down against you. And secondly, it's compounded by where you're at. People are not coming to Hunterdon County the way they used to. I moved out here 18 years ago in 98 for the bucolic lifestyle. We just loved Hunterdon County. We saw it, fell in love with it, went back, put our house for sale, and moved here. We're not seeing that anymore. We're seeing a little bit of it, but not at the rate it used to happen. And the reason for that is that it's expensive to live out here, and it's a long commute back to wherever you have to go. The jobs are definitely not here. You're not going to live here and work here. You're probably going to live here and work in Morris County at best, maybe over in the other side of Newark, between Newark and New York, but most likely probably in New York City, and that's a long commute. It's a long commute. People do it, but they don't do it comfortably. So as a result, they're getting to about Bridgewater and stopping. And I'm going to go through some of the Somerset County numbers with you, because you'll see that there's a couple of things that are happening there. It's much more integrated as far as the different ethnic groups. Those ethnic groups do not mind being in such a densely populated area. In other words, they're getting about half the piece of acreage that we would get here in Hunterdon in Bridgewater. But they're paying about 20% more. But they're willing to pay that because they feel, yeah, it may be more per month, but if I added in the 23 times I get in a car and drive to New York or to Newark and do it both ways, I'm really not saving any money. So we're starting to see that that's as far as I want to go kind of feeling. So people used to drive till they could afford it, and then begrudgingly they'd pay it back a little each day. People aren't doing that anymore. And the other thing we're starting to see is they're spending more money per child in the more densely populated areas in school, and they're getting what looks to be a better education. I'm not sure it really is, but if you just look at dollars per student, we're spending $17,000, $18,000 in Hunterdon. You get over into Union and Middlesex, and they're spending in the 30s. They're spending almost twice what we're spending. So people perceive that as a better school system. So that's what's happening in general. The good news for Hunterdon County is it's still a great place to live, and it's not like we're having a mass exodus. We're just having less people move here, less people wanting the larger size house, and a few people leaving here. The millennials are leaving because there's no work, and if you're going to be a millennial and get a 4-year education, you're going to want to earn probably in the $70,000 to $80,000 to start. And we don't have jobs like that in Hunterdon County. You're going to wind up, as I said, Morris County or further east. And if you're going to wind up over there working, you're probably going to live over there. And if you're going to do it, you're probably not going to eventually come back here. And we're seeing this over and over again. Millennials going to the east, the over 65s going a little bit into Pennsylvania because it's a lot cheaper to live over there than it is here, and the people in the middle, like myself, although I'm over 65 at this point, just getting older and older and older, and it's still a great place to live. There's nothing wrong with living here. There's just less of a demand for those reasons. A little bit of attrition, a little bit of less people moving here, and the high cost of living being and the difficulty in transportation infrastructure being issues. So how do we stack up against Somerset County? Somerset is a great place to live as well. Usually, I meet people in Somerset County all the way over to Warren, which is only, I guess, Watchung is the furthest east you could go into Somerset County. But in Hunterdon County, in, let's just pick Clinton Township, one of the hot spots in Hunterdon County, our average sale price is probably somewhere between $375 and $425. It depends on the month of the year. But we're somewhere in that general range. If you take a look at Warren Township, fairly high-end area, it's just below Bernards and Bernardsville, and it's just to the west of Watchung, to the north of North Plainfield, and that area off of 22, their average price last month was $925,000. Twice what ours is. So the people who are living there aren't afraid of spending the money. They just don't want to commute as far, and they don't want to be responsible for large country-type estates. They're very happy being in an area like Warren Township or Watchung, where they're on half the acreage we have out here. They're paying 18 to 20% more for the houses that we have out here, and their market is booming, absolutely booming. So let me run through one or two more paid commercials, and I'll be right back.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
So, hey, it's Joe Peters again with Real Estate Matters, and I'm going to first go through some of the statistics that we're seeing in Hunterdon County, then I'm going to repeat that with Somerset County, and I'm going to give you the overbearing factors that are making that happen so that you have a better understanding of them, and then I'm going to finish by going through some of the national forecasts that we're seeing and some of the things that are happening on a national level, which aren't necessarily all that different than what we're seeing locally. In Hunterdon County, in the month of October, which ended yesterday with all the trick-or-treaters knocking on our door, we have sold 159 homes. That's all agents, all agencies, 159 homes. And the month before, we sold 162. So it didn't really drop off. We had in sales an average sales price of $419,000. Of what went under contract. And at the same time, we listed 179, or roughly 180 houses. So we sold 160, listed 180. Yay! Sounds like we're building inventory. Not the case, because we do withdrawal listings. Listings expire. In effect, the amount of listings did drop a little bit between the 2 months. But the good news is there's still inventory coming on. And I think you're going to see this as long as the weather remains mild. I usually go down, usually I've been doing it for 30 years, so it's become a family tradition, as Hank Williams Jr. says. Some people do what he wants to do. Some people do what I like to do, which is go to the Keys and go fishing. We've been going to the Keys the day after Thanksgiving now for 30 years. And we spend about 2 weeks down in Marathon, and we do a lot of fishing and a lot of just goofing off. It's just a great place to go veg out. My kids fly in. We do some things together. And then we always make sure we have a week to ourselves. That through that time, it's usually just need a light jacket. I remember about 2, maybe 3 years ago, it got really cold while we were away. And it's the first time I can recall that happening that early in the first week in December. I mean, it was down into the teens with wind chills down around zero. But usually, even through the beginning of December, the temperatures are so moderate that the market keeps going. But eventually, guess what happens? You wake up one morning and all that white stuff is outside. Good grief, it's going to happen again this year, I'm sure. But it's a reality. It's the change of seasons, and once it snows, the real estate market typically diddles off and doesn't reappear until all the snow melts, which is usually mid-February. Some years it lasts into March. We all know that some winters are worse than others, and some are better than others. Last year, we just had one great big snowstorm, almost broke all the records, but we got all our snow in one day instead of a whole bunch of little storms like we did the year before. So we're still seeing houses selling almost at the same rate. We're still seeing listings coming on, but they're petering off because people aren't inclined to put their house on the market in November. But I'll give you a good example. In the last 3 weeks, I listed 3 different houses. I listed a 55-plus over in Canal Walk in Somerset. I listed a townhouse in Beaverbrook in the 275 range, and I listed a first-time buyer property over in Manville around 200, which sold within 2 weeks. So, and I think the one in Canal Walk is probably in that same situation. So 2 of the 3 that came on sold. Yay, that's good news. There's no reason not to put your property on. It's just that people don't typically put their property on. Buyers that are out this time of the year are very serious buyers. And we are so short on inventory in certain price points. The house never shows as good as it does at the holidays. You get it all decorated up and whatever your belief and your tradition is. And it's a good time to sell your house, but we don't get a lot of listings. Usually people let it expire. I've got one that's going to expire December 1st, and I'm sure they won't relist it until next March or April. That's usually when people put the house back on the market. But that's when everybody puts a house on the market, and now you're up against everybody else, where if you have it on through the months between now and then, it's not when everybody puts the house on the market. Houses are still selling. I just gave you some statistics on that. I sold 2 of the 3 I listed in the last month, and you don't have as much competition, and your house never looks as better as it does on a holiday. So I strongly suggest this may be a great time, not a bad time, to list your house. In October, we sold 159 properties. That means they went under contract. It takes another month or two to get them closed from that point. And that's down from 162, and during the same period of time, we listed another 179, roughly 180 properties. You divide the total number of properties that we have, 946, that's all agencies, all towns, all agents, 946 residential properties, and we sold out of the 946, 149. You divide one into the other, it says we got 6 months supply. If nothing else came on the market, it would take us 6 months to absorb the inventory. It's called an absorption rate as well. Naturally, things do come on the market, and things expire, and things get withdrawn, and but that's the way it works. If you have 100 houses on the market and you sell 10, you got 10 months supply. So let's take a look at where we're selling them. Condos and townhouses, we sold 28. It's got a 6 month supply. Over 55 communities, we only have 3 for sale. I should say We only had 3 new listings last month. We have 17 for sale, which is not a lot. When you take a look at that same number in Somerset County, they dwarf us as far as how many they have. But we sold one of the 17, so we've got a 17-month supply. The under 200 market is almost non-existent, but we do sell some 20 houses a month in that prime. We've got a 5-month supply there. The 2-3s sold 30 free houses, 5-month supply. 3-4s, 32 houses, got a 5-month supply. 4-5s, 32 houses. Wow, we sold all 33, 32, 32. That's a 4-month supply. 5-6 right now is a 7-month supply. We have 98 houses. We sold 15 last month. And the 6-7s, we have 94, and we sold 15. It's a 6-month supply. So this is where it dies. Then we go to the 7-8s. We have 18 months. 8-9s, we have a year. 9, we didn't sell anything. There's no movement whatsoever. 27 on the market. And over 1 million we sold free. There's always a market there. And the average month supply there is 6 right now. I should say 26, which is a little over 2 years to sell your house. Those are just rules of thumb. What we really need to do, and if you look at my newsletter, go to jpeters.com and go to market reports. You can see just what I'm reading from. You will see that we break this down by town. What's the month supply by town? We break it down by price point. What's the month supply by price point? But what we really need to do is take the price point within your town and say, for your price point, here's what's happening on the market. If you got more than 6 months supply, the prices are probably coming down a little, but they're definitely not going up. If you have under 4 months supply, they're probably rising because you're getting competing offers. 4-6 is about average, and that's the way the system works. Didn't invent it, just work within it. It also took us 82 days on average to sell the properties last month. If we take a look at certain towns, you'll see the further to the west we go, the tougher it is. Or south. I mean, Delaware Township, 16-month supply. East Amwell, 22-month supply. Frenchtown, 18-month supply. Hampton, that's to the north, 11-month supply. But if you take a look at the town of Clinton and Clinton Township, they're 7- and 5-month supply, respectively. Raritan Township, 5-month supply. Reddington Township, 3-month supply. So we have some very fast-moving areas. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at Clinton Township as one area, Raritan and Reddington as the other two, those three together sell roughly half of all the inventory. That's where people want to live. And it's touching, it's contiguous to those points in Somerset County, which I'll talk about as well. So we had no sales at all in two areas, Bloomsbury and Stockton, very low sale areas to start with. And we had 5 areas, only had 1 or 2 sales, East Amwell, Frenchtown, Hampton, Milford, Union Township. So 3 areas combined for almost half of our sales. Average sale listing came on last month at 487, let's say 490 round number, and average sale was about 420. So we're selling about 14% under. So the ones that come on need a few markdowns. They're going to sell a few months from now, even at the 82 days on market. But the houses that are properly priced, are selling. There's a current market for many, many active buyers in all price points. And I wouldn't be afraid of putting my house on the market. I mean, what choice do you have? If you're going to sell it, you're going to sell it. If you're in a 5s, we have markets. If you're in the 6s, we have a market, just not as much as we used to. You're in the 7s, we still have a market. I sold 2 houses this year in the 7s, both in the same month, by the way. You get into the 8s and 9s, it gets a little soft. And you get to the above million, it's a different market altogether, but still a market. So let's take a look at Somerset County and see what we see over there. And then I'm going to give you some of the causing factors. Somerset County sold 358 properties. And if you remember, I said we sold 159. So they sold roughly twice what we're selling. And they had sold 351 the month before. So the month of October was actually more than the month of September. In Hunterdon County, the month of October was only 2 less than the month of September. So it was very close. At the same time in Somerset County, 366 new properties came on the market. And as a result, it shows we have about a five-month supply over there. We have about a six-month supply here in Hunterdon. We have about a five. It's a better market by a nudge over in Somerset County. And they're getting a much higher price than we are. They're getting roughly 20% more, 71 days on the market. In Hunterdon County, just to compare the two, of all the houses that we sold, 75% were under 500. In Somerset County, only 72% were under 500. Somerset County has a very, very active market up until you hit the nines. So it's closer to New York. It's more expensive. It's more dense. And it's more sought after. It's a supply and demand equation. We're looking at their average sale price of $452, and if you recall, I said ours was around $420. Their average list price is $580, and ours is $487, roughly $490. So if you just look at $450 versus $420, that's the it's not even 10% this month, but it averages out on a yearly basis to be about 20% more. The other thing that's happening in Somerset County is that they have some hot spots, and their hot spots are just to the west, to the east, or to the west, just to the east of our hot spots. Once again, I said Clinton Township was one, Reddington, Raritan. That's our free hot spots, sell about half our inventory. It actually touches Branchburg, Bridgewater, Hillsboro, Franklin Township, just north of New Brunswick, and the Warren area, which is the hot spots in Somerset County. Those areas sell more than half of the inventory over there. They do not have a town doing less than 11 months. They have Four Hills. They only have 11 houses for sale. They sold one. That's a pretty good ratio because it's a pretty high price tag in Four Hills. I've set some open houses over there. And then they've got Watchung Borough. They have 71 houses. They sold six, 12 month supply. Everybody else is 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 9, Bernardsville. It's a little high-end area. Average of 5 month supply. They only had two areas that had no sales, Millstone and Rocky Hill. And Bernards Township, Bridgewater, Franklin, Hillsboro together totaled 56% of the sale. Average of 580 for the new listings, and an average of 452 for the sales. So, what's driving this market? And there's several factors here. First of all, if you'd like to follow along or go back and read this, you can go to jpeters.com, and in jpeters.com, you can go to monthly market reports, and you can find not only the statistics that I've been reading to you, but you can also find the contributing factors. I call them other conditions impacting sales in our area. Home purchase demand increased in New Jersey in September. These numbers run 2 months behind, so it's now November. I'm talking about September. Rising a plus 12% over the same month of last year. That's the 25th month in a row purchase demand in New Jersey has risen. And on a year-over-year basis, it was up 12% on a month-to-month basis this month versus this month last year. On a year-to-date basis, it's up 15%. The increase has been most widely seen in the under 400 market. I mentioned that. That's where our first-time buyers and the trade-up buyers that result from their purchasing their house come from. And during the same period, the higher prices have dropped. Number of homes become offered for sale in New Jersey remained low, and it's recently decreased. The supply has decreased by some 6,000 homes as compared to a year ago, or 11% less. And there are currently 25,000 fewer homes, or 34% less in New Jersey than there was in 2011. So we've got more people, more demand, and fewer houses. It's tougher to find a house. But if you get into the higher price points, it gets a little easier. But that's not where most of the people are, and that's what the issue is. We could sell a lot more houses if we had more inventory. And it's been a great year. I had my best year ever last year, and this year I had passed that by the end of the summer. So it's turning out to be a very good year for most realtors, and I'm looking at next year being even better. And because I'm seeing the fall off at the high end, I bridge between Hunterdon and Somerset, and I do business across both counties. I bring a lot of people into Hunterdon County where I'll meet them in Somerset. They can't find what they want and the price point they want, and I say, well, follow me. And the reluctance is they don't want to follow me. They think if you drive across County Line Road, you fall off the end of the earth. Well, you don't. You come into Hunterdon County, and it's God's country. And once they get a feel of Hunterdon County and the price point and the fact that they only have to commute another 10 or 15 minutes to have this lifestyle, I transition about four people a year into Hunterdon residents. And as I said, the millennials are leaving and not coming back. I'm not seeing people that used to live here come here once they've had a couple of kids. What I'm finding are the idealists like myself, I guess, who want to live in a country. And in most cases, they're in their nesting phase. They've either are ready to start having a family or they've had their first child and are thinking about a second. And they want the lifestyle that Hunterdon has to offer. It's a really, really good feeling to see people coming into Hunterdon County. And these people are coming in typically in the 400 range. They're not coming in at the low end. The low ends are typically, I lived in mom's basement for the last 10 years. I looked at apartments. It's cheaper to own than to rent. And it really is because there's only 3% availability on rentals in New Jersey right now. And that's our first-time buyer. But our second and third, our 3 to 4 to 5 range is people moving into the area a lot of times. So home sales, we could sell a lot more. We're not doing bad. We could sell a lot more if we had more inventory. Interest rates, we're doing great. Interest rates couldn't be better. We're sitting at just over the 3.5 level. It was down to the 3.4s last month, but 3.5 on a 30-year mortgage is really great. A 15-year mortgage is just under 2.8, and the 5 and 7-year ARMs are right there as well. There's a combination of fear that this interest rate will be rising, and it will. I mean, every one of the forecasts that I see says that by this time next year, we're going to have 0.75% to 1% more interest. Instead of being 3.5, we're going to be more like 4.25 to 4.5. If it merely goes up from 3.5 to 4.5, you lose 10% of your buying power. The savvy customer knows that, and they're out right now trying to find their house before they see this happen. The current administration has kept it, and I tip my hat to them because I think it's good, artificially low, and to stimulate the housing economy, because the housing economy, as I stated right at the beginning, is one of the bright spots in our economy. And interest rates sort of take that edge off. So what do we see? We see slowly rising pricing. We're seeing somewhere between 1% and 2% so far this year. They're forecasting roughly 4%. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be right under 3%. And that depends on your price and your location. But we're seeing interest cheaper than it's been a year ago. So interest in most places are offsetting the increase in price. It's still a good time to buy a house. Let's talk about the jobs in New Jersey. This is an area of continued concern. On a national level, we reached full employment in 2015. And after a slow start, and only approximately 1.6 million have been reported year to date, with 156,000 added in September. And these numbers also run about 2 months behind. That pace continues. In 2016, we're going to add 2.1 million jobs. As compared to last year's increase. And that's going to be a drop of 22% over what happened in 2015. So we are 1.6 million so far this year. We're looking at it being 2.1 million, and that's 22% less than what we had last year. Should be noted that many full-time jobs are really underemployed people. And instead of having the 5% unemployment that we're talking about roughly, I'm hearing people say it's more like 10% because 5% are really underemployed and they're just hanging on until a better job comes along. And quite honestly, I question whether it'll ever happen, but that's another whole conversation. New Jersey job growth increased by 65,000 in 2015. That was the best in 15 years. And at that pace, we're on track to recover all the jobs we lost by the end of 2016 or very early 2017, 3 years later than the national level. And we've recovered about 95% of those jobs to date. However, New Jersey has shown an increase of 2,700 jobs in September after an erratic record so far this year, and five of the first 9 months showing a minus. We've got a plus 12,200 jobs to date, and that's only 30% of the 40,000 jobs added during that same period last year. New Jersey's unemployment rate is increased for the sixth consecutive month. It's at 5.3, which now surpasses the U.S. rate, which is 4.9, just under 5. So what I'm telling you is employment in general, countrywide, has slipped this year, and employment in New Jersey is a lot worse than what's happening countrywide. Yet, consumer confidence is there, and people are buying houses. So I can't knock success, but somebody eventually has to pay the piper, and we're talking about an impending recession revisiting us somewhere in 2019, maybe 2018. Not this coming year, not the following year, but we're saying that all of this has to add up to a withdrawal at some point in time. Rentals are dear. If you're coming out of mom and dad's basement after the last 10 years, you had lost your job, you had to get back on your feet, now you're there, and you're really not in the basement, but it's the favorite expression for that type of situation. You're probably going to go out and look for a rental, and you know what you're going to find? They ain't none. The rentals are dear, under 3% occupancy vacancy rate at this point in time, and the ones that are available cost more than it would to buy a house on your own. So I take a lot of people that are looking at rentals and convert them into buyers. As long as they have a job and they have some assets and they have some credit, I can get them a mortgage and they can own what they're going to rent cheaper than they can rent it and have a tremendous tax advantage. Foreclosures. It continues to be a problem in New Jersey. We're improving, but we're still the worst state in the nation, surrounded by other states that are just like us, like New York and Maryland, Florida, Michigan, Maine, and Nevada all trail that pack just slightly. And the national number for foreclosure rate is around 2.9%. New Jersey's rate is 6.3%. We are better than twice the national. So we're going to have short sales and foreclosures for a while. We had 77,000 last year, and that was 14% increase over the prior year. For 2016, it looks like we're going to only have 72. It's an improvement. We'll take it. And the foreclosures will continue to add pressure. So recap. 2016 hasn't been normal, not from the elections, not from anything. Yet we've seen a surge in home sales in Central Jersey, and especially in a sub-400 market. We're still plagued by not having enough inventory. We could sell more if we had more. And as inventory builds up and prices continue to rise and people are no longer underwater, and that's key, you know, because there's some of the people that are starting to sell, we will continue to come out of this tailspin. We're going to see a 1-2 price rise in New Jersey to date and probably 4 by the end of the year, but there ain't a lot of the year left, so I'm thinking it's more like 3. And we're also starting to see, and it's hard to tell because it happens 2 months after the statistics come out for the end of the year in the end of February, beginning of March. So right now we're still looking at the statistics for last summer. We're seeing more effect on the most effect on prices in the under 400K market, where the first and second time buyers are. And the over 5 is starting to feel pressure, and definitely the over 6s and 7s. But net-net, if you're a seller or a buyer, it couldn't be a better time to be in the market. We've got the lowest interest rates in history if you're a buyer. There's a pent-up demand for both buyer and seller viewpoint. People haven't sold a house in 11 and 12 years on the average, and it's usually around 7. So that pent-up demand to sell is there. And once people realize they've got some equity in their house, and that's an issue, most people don't realize the equity they've got, they're ready to move up. And if you'd like to understand how you fit into this whole picture, my name is Joe Peters. I'm easy to talk to, as you probably can attest to after listening to me for the last 40 minutes. I know what I'm talking about, and I'm informative, and I'm not pushy. Give me a call, 908-238-0118. If you're a buyer, I'd like to help you understand what it is you're trying to do. I will help you make sense of all the information you found out on the internet. I say it's sort of like drinking from a fire hose. You're not thirsty anymore, but you're probably a tad saturated with information. And I'll show you the pieces that make sense. I'll supplement it with some stuff that I subscribe to that's highly accurate that you can't get hold of. It's for professionals only. And help you put together a plan to make your goals and dreams come true as a buyer. I'm working right now with a couple that just got married. Actually went to their wedding. I mean, can you say anything better about a real estate guy that gets invited to two weddings this year? Went to their wedding. They're coming back. We're having a talk tonight, as a matter of fact, and they want to get into a house by the first of the year. We did have one on the ropes, and it fell apart due to inspection issues, and we're going to get back into it on another house, hopefully. Now, if you're a seller, we need to take a look at your equity situation. If you've got more than 20% equity, you probably can move up without any cash needed. In other words, you can sell your house, take 20% out of it, put that down on another house so that you're not paying any PMI, and move up to that next house or different house. So talk about the buying cycle in houses. You typically will buy 3, 4, or 5 houses, if you're typical. I'm not saying typical happens anymore because it keeps changing. But people typically buy that first time. They have the baby. They outgrow it. They buy their second time. That's somewhere in the 3 to 4. Then when they get enough equity up and they have a couple of more children, which they're not typically having anymore, then it's time for the 4-bedroom center hall colonial. And maybe they move up one more time. Maybe they don't. That could be their last big house. And now the kids are off to college and they're empty nesters, and it's time to right size. And a lot of things happen right about there. We see divorce. We see personal health issues that mean you need a different kind of a house or you lose a spouse. And we also see needs. I don't need this big house. Or I'm over 65 and I need something that's more on the first floor. We're rapidly getting there, so I understand that. And we don't have a lot one floor living. But when it comes on the market and it's clean and it's big enough, it goes immediately. So if you want to take a look at the equity that you have in your house and understand what you have in a very non-evasive, non-pressure way, I can help you do that. Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. You can also go onto my website, jpeters.com, and you can find information about all of it. There's a ton of information. We took a lot of time setting that up. I've won an award with it for being informative and good design. And there's a lot of ways there. If you see something, you can give me a shout, or there's a lot of information on short sales, information on 55+. There's information on a lot of things. Let's take a look before we sign off, and we've got about 7 minutes to go, on some of the things we're seeing on a national level. First of all, the Northeast right now in sales is leading the rest of the nation. Yay! The boo part of it is we could really be doing leading if we had more houses to sell. Home prices in the Northeast are up the least because, in effect, if we're selling houses and we're in a depressed market job-wise, sometimes it's pretty hard to see the increase come up. As I said, the rest of the nation, we're seeing 15% increases in prices elsewhere. New Jersey, we're seeing about 2% so far this year. The housing supply is down. It's been down continuously, and it's down really in the starter homes. We have in the premium homes, which they'd say are like 600 and up, we're seeing supply being just fine. But the starter home and the trade-up home, which is where the person that sells the starter goes to, we're still short on inventory. Mortgage rates continue to remain relatively low, and job growth continues as most forecast. Then home purchases are likely to rise in the coming year. This was CoreLogic's chief economist, and that's a pretty good resource. Another thing that's happening, especially in our area, is we're not seeing a lot of new construction. You tell me where you've seen new construction. And all of Hunterdon County, other than a house here and a house there, probably adds up to a dozen in the course of the last year. The only new construction I've seen is on Route 12. There's a high-end Toll Brothers development going in. And on Route 22, there's a 55-plus Toll Brothers. I can't think of another large development in Hunterdon County. We're probably building a couple of dozen houses here and there, and that's about it. People are, it's a lot cheaper to buy a used house than to buy a new house because, first of all, the new house is in today's labor and it's in today's supply cost and it's only partially done. When you buy that house, you don't have a blade of grass or a light bulb. You don't have a roll of toilet paper. You have a lot to put that house together. So it's an expensive proposition, and most people acquiesce to buying a house that's being resold. The household formations are up. That's good because the more houses get formed, households get formed, the more houses are needed. I'm just looking for a statistic here that I saw that I thought was just intriguing. They're saying on a national level, look for another 5% on the home price. Fear is always an issue. Are sellers trading up or down? For the most part, they're doing what's right for them, but I think in general the trend is up. We're seeing a house that is worth $250,000 today, just to talk about equity buildup, being worth roughly $300,000 in 5 years. Put $250,000 down, and probably going to put 10% down, so $25,000 down, and get tenfold, 20-fold that in return, $50,000 back in 5 years. That's a pretty good return on investment. Here's the thought I'm going to leave you with. If you're thinking about home ownership, it provides some social benefits beyond pure financial and economic benefits. Research on the subject has found that other things being equal, children of homeowners do three things. They do better in school, achieving higher test scores and exhibiting less antisocial behavior. They have lower drug use, and they commit less crimes. I mean, if that isn't the perfect trifecta, I've never heard one. Better in school, lower drug use, and less crimes. There's three wonderful reasons for owning a home. So, we're coming up on 2 minutes from signing off. My name is Joe Peters. I'm going to play you a little about my background once again, and then we're going to go into the news. Thank you so much. Next week, we're going to have a 55-plus program, and we're going to talk about some of the aspects that affect our seniors market. And I love to say, for 10 years, I couldn't spell senior. Now I are one. So I really enjoy getting involved in some of the issues facing our seniors. Here's my overview, and I'll be back in about a minute to say goodbye.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908 238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And you could always go onto my website, jpeters.com, J-P-E-T-E-R-S.com. A ton of information out there. You can do a lot of research on your own, find a lot of resources, and there's various different ways to contact me. I appreciate you tuning in. Give me a call, 908-238-0118, to talk out your situation. I don't bite. I don't press. I'm just informative. And I'll look forward to hearing from you in the near future. Here is our news, and Greg will be on in about 5 minutes to get into the music side of the business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're going to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Republican VP candidate Mike Pence on the campaign trail as both he and Donald Trump are hammering away at Obamacare, saying if Republicans are elected, Obamacare will be gone.
When we win on November 8th and elect a Republican Congress, we will be able to immediately repeal and replace Obamacare. Have to do it.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan offering condolences to the victims of a deadly Baltimore bus crash. In a statement, the governor says he and the First Lady are praying for the victims, their families, and for the first responders. Six people died this morning when a school bus collided with a Maryland Transit bus in southwest Baltimore. The head of CNN says former contributor Donna Brazile's actions were unethical.